All right, you ready for the short version of your Easter service because you're hungry? All right. Are you glad you're in church today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to get right into it. I don't have a long one today, but I do want to just reemphasize what God is doing, the theme of today, a new beginning. A new beginning. A reminder. I remind everybody every week, write something down, a thought. God speaks to you, a scripture. Write it down, take it home, and read, pray about it. Because God speaks to you. Amen. Amen. If you're listening, he speaks to you. And he's on a journey to pursue you. No matter how you try to do your own thing, you know he's bringing you back because he loves you. So this morning I want to talk about a new beginning. Last week we covered how Jesus was committed to the plan. No matter what, Jesus was committed to die for you and me. Amen. Committed. And I want to read the Easter story to start. John 19, verse 16. Then they delivered Jesus, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and they led him. They led him away, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into the place called the Skull, or a place called Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others were with him on either side, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and in Latin. Then said to the chief priests to the Jews, to Pilate, and he said, write not, and the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. And Pilate answered, what I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, which said, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then he saith he unto his disciples, behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. For after this Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, he said, I thirst. Now therefore was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it on his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. And Jesus died there on the hill on Golgotha. Amen. But the story doesn't end there. Amen. We have a marvelous, marvelous Savior. And the story, if you go to Matthew 28, verse 1, you can't end the Easter story on there. You have to end it on the resurrection. Amen? In Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled the stone away. And he sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus. He was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. as he said, come see and place where the Lord lay. Joy, and did run and bring the disciples the word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And Jesus said unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Beautiful story, amen. Jesus is alive. Amen. He's alive and well. So last week we covered that Jesus was determined and committed to the plan. He went into Palm Sunday and they were celebrating him and he was being worshipped and they were saying, Hosanna in the highest. But he didn't let that distract them, the popularity of this world. He didn't let those things. He knew that his calling was not to be worshipped and be king physically as they wanted. That was not the plan. The plan was to die. So he didn't let anything distract them. From the glory of Palm Sunday to the Garden of Gethsemane when he was telling God, Lord, if anything else can happen, let's do it. But nevertheless, thy will be done. And the plan was simply this. We all know in John 3:16 that it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That was the simple plan. And Jesus was committed to die for you and for me. And nothing was going to stop him. And so last week the challenge to us was, are we committed to the plan? Are we committed to the plan? You see, the people, the disciples, what they wanted a new beginning. But they thought that Jesus was going to end the Roman occupation. They thought the new beginning was Jesus getting rid of the Roman Empire and Jerusalem once again being God's chosen country. That was their new beginning plan. However, Jesus understood that the plan was not to save only the Jews from physical Roman kingdom. The plan was to save mankind. What good would it have been for you and for me today if Jesus would have defeated the Roman Empire and he did not die for our sins? See, but if you were to ask Peter and Paul and the disciples, not Paul, but Peter and Matthew, they would have taken the first one. Get rid of these Roman soldiers. Let's be free. Let's have a new beginning. That's what they wanted. But see, Jesus could see the Father's plan. He chose to surrender his will. And say, Lord, your will be done. And so the new beginning was not as the Jews saw it. The new beginning was saving an opportunity for each and every one of us to be new, transformed. Thank you, Jesus, for being committed to the Easter plan, to die for our sins, and not the Jewish plan to conquer Rome. Thank you, Jesus. He saw it. He saw it. And because Jesus was committed to this Heavenly Father's plan, Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, represents a new beginning for all of us. Amen. That's why the title of this Easter sermon and this Easter is a new beginning. A new beginning. Some of you in the altar during worship, God, there was a new beginning that started. Don't ever doubt what God shows you, forgives you of your sins, and he says, you're new, you're new. Amen. Amen? The resurrection of Jesus Christ changed everything for mankind. And that's why we celebrate Easter. Each and every one of us gets to start over. We are all sinners. But just like Jesus' story did not end in death or in weakness, so our story does not end in death and weakness and in sin. For all who choose to surrender their lives to God's will, we get to start over. Amen? A new beginning is available to all of us. The Bible tells the story in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. And that he died for all, and they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. This is an important scripture for us to understand, to grab a hold of. He died for us. Henceforth, we don't live for ourselves, but unto Jesus. Goes right along with surrendering our will to God's will. Here in Scripture, it is clear. He died for us, and we, henceforth, we don't live unto ourselves, but we now belong to Jesus Christ. Wherefore, henceforth, now, verse 16, now we know man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yea, no, henceforth know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. It's a new beginning. So Easter represents a new beginning. And here's the truth. Until we commit to God's plan for our lives, we're like a boat being tossed to and fro in a storm. We may say the right words. We may say, I'm a Christian. I go to church, or I do this, or I do that. But until we surrender our will to God's plan, we're being tossed to and fro. Amen. If you haven't figured it out yet, you're slow, right? Sometimes in class we have slow learners, right? Amen. No, I'm just telling you like it is. If you haven't figured out what you're trying to do it your way, it does not work. There's only one way, and that is to surrender our lives to Jesus. Amen. That means to let him drive. Let him be the driver of your life. But when we surrender and we commit, as Jesus was committed to the plan, the Easter plan, when we do this in our lives, then things become clear. They don't become perfect. They don't become everything goes perfect in life. It becomes clear. A new beginning starts to be evident in your lives when you surrender all and you're committed to the plan that God has for you. And the new life is a life of power and strength. If you're living the Christian life and you're feeling defeated every day, then you're not getting the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. There is victory in the name of Jesus. Amen. A new beginning. You begin power and strength and confidence. The enemy will know your name, and you will see the enemy run from your circumstances. Why? Not because you're good looking or because you fit the right look for Christianity. Because when your foundation is Jesus Christ, you have conquered all in His name. Amen? Amen? When Jesus Christ is your cornerstone, nothing can separate you from His power, from His presence, from His love. Amen. In the name of Jesus, there is power, deliverance, healings, breakthroughs. There is that beautiful song that we sing. I like the way we sing it even better than that Hillsong CD I hear. The name of Jesus. I asked Michelle to come, and if the musicians are here, that's fine. If not, Michelle is a one-man band, one-woman band. But all we need is the name of Jesus. All we need is Jesus to be Lord of our lives. So this is how we're going to close Easter today. A new beginning. A new beginning. If you are here and you know the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart, saying you need to start over. Your commitment to doing the right things. You don't have to be perfect, but you have to be committed to answering God's plan for your life. This is how it works. You don't become perfect first and then commit and then execute the plan. Because all of us would be waiting till the day we die. The way this works is you commit to the plan and the sinful nature will die as the Holy Spirit empowers your life. So this Easter day, what we want to do is, if that's you, I need to start over. I need to commit to the plan. Jesus was committed. It's my turn. The name of Jesus is the answer. So we're going to just not hold it any much longer. Just, I'm going to count to three. Michelle's going to play. And if you just need to start a new beginning, and it's not, I'm not even going to lay hands on everybody today. I just want you to come to the front. And it's just between you and God. When that new beginning really starts for you, the altar is an important first step. But the second step is even more important. To commit and then go outside these walls and execute the plan.